Lost its radio.
What we have just heard are the first words of the inhabitants of another planet, a cosmic document.
Hey, Jane.
Yeah.
And now, here he is, Jim E. Knight.
The days when people made fun of me are over, girls.
Could have broke in a lot sooner, but I thought you might want to hear the whole thing. Yes, the exotic sounds now of the exotic guitars. Okay, off the Ranwood Records label, kicking off top of the hour for Lost Discs Radio. Folks, Chesty is commanding the second chair, Golden Throne microphone tonight.
Happy summer evening.
Yes. Yes, it is a summer evening. We are live on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband shortwave tonight. And we hope that the signal is cutting through the crap wherever you're at. Right? On May 30th, actually. You know, so it's... Joe Stacks is on that phone line.
Hey, that's right. I'm Joe Stacks. And I am my own ideal. Jimmy Knight. You are my idol.
Wow. You sound very self-actualized, Joe.
I've been taking lessons from a guru. Eric Von Zipper.
Wow.
Or Harvey Lembeck, if you like.
Okay. Or
I was watching some beach movies, and that's one of the Zips.
Wow.
Just before he gives himself the finger, he lets everybody know he is his own ideal.
Is that the case?
That was from Beach Blanket Bingo.
No. Joe, you got a little free time in your hands there. Is that what's going on? Now, come on. All right, so listen, Joe, I'm glad, speaking of Joe, we had a record that we had to cut off of the last show that we did, okay? And this is too bad, because this is one that I was really looking forward to you telling us something about, maybe, because this is a British group called The Legends.
British group, you say?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm saying that.
Well, there are so many legends out there. I mean, you know, even locally, there was a group called The Legends from Harrisburg. They were notable for, local, small-time stuff. Notable for a guy named Dan Hartman coming out, joining, I think it was the Edgar Winter Group.
Oh, wow.
Going on to some success on his own.
Yeah.
And there were other bands that had less, you know, less success. You know, put out a few singles here and there. But you know, there is, and there were groups called Legend. The Legends.
All right. Well, listen, I'm talking about a group on the.
Sorry, I'm just going to roll on here.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know if this will guide you at all. This is on the Parrot Records label. It has a mid-60s freak beat kind of sound. I mean, it sounds British to me. It's called All Right.
Huh.
Now, you want to think about that while I go into the set, buddy, and we could talk about it on the flip side.
Let's do that very thing.
Yeah. That's right. The Out of Sight sound of the Legends. It's like, folks, exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you're kidding. Cut it out, will you?
I got a lump in my throat when I saw her coming down the aisle. I got a wiggle in my knees when she looked at me a sweetly smile. There she is again, standing over by the record machine, looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it, I got a chance, I ought to take it. Now if she'll dance, then we'll make it. Come on, Queenie, now let's shake it. We'll go, 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 little Queenie. Yeah, go, 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 little Queenie. Man, I was 17. Meanwhile, did it. Come on, Queenie. Now let's get with it. Here go, 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 little Queenie. Here go, 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 little Queenie.
Radio. I can see that you're not impressed.
Our mission, historical research. We are monitoring Earth communications to find out how our planet survived desperate problems in the year 1968.
Everybody's been a-waiting to get back into the summertime groove. And don't you know it? All across the nation, girls and guys are just beginning to move. And don't you know it? So come on with me, baby, and you will find a way to make things happen that'll blow your mind. Come on with me, come on, the summer's happening. Together we'll do everything. Come on, the summer's happening. Try and see what I mean. Nothing's any groovier than spending every day in the sun. And don't you know it? So come on with me, baby, and I'll show you all the ways to have fun. And don't you know it, 'cause when a summer's day turns into night, the beat goes on and everything's alright. Go with me, come on. Come on, the summer's happening. Together we'll do everything. Come on, the summer's happening. Try it and see what I mean. Thank you.
Come on with me, baby, and you will find the way to make things happen that'll blow your mind.
Come on, come on with me, come on,
come on, the summer's happening. Together we'll do everything. Come on, the summer's happening. Try it and see.
Studio fabrication, right? Can you smell a studio fabrication when you hear one? Yeah, right? Come on, that couldn't have been. That was the hot dog stand, right? This is, swear to God, man, this is off the Mala Records label, right? Rip that from the actual 45 for you, folks. Come on, summer's happening, and it's written, somebody wrote on the record label in pen, August 1968. Dig? So, that right, Joe? But come on, the hot dog stand, you don't... This is not for real.
Oh, no, a one-time dealy.
Come with me and I'll blow your mind. I don't think they know how to blow minds.
Well, I don't know. For all we know, that could have been the same people that did the Gorilla Milk sessions for... Crying out loud. All right, now this is... All right, so see, this is the kind of thing that we're doing. What else do we hear there? It was... Before that, it was the Iquettes. Right? You're all thinking, oh yeah, Sally Get Round the Rosers. Why is he playing this big top 10 hit? Look, man, that was the Iquettes on the Modern record label covering the Janettes original from 1963. It's of Sally Go Round the Roses. Right? And of course, we all know the Iquettes. They were all harassed and beaten by what's his name? Their namesake guy, right? Ike Turner. The Quads. Before that,
Queenie.
Well, Little Queenie. Yeah, they're covering Chuck Berry now.
Yeah,
you see great. You see what's happening there off the Vault Records label? So that puts them out on the West Coast. Joe, anything you know about the Quads?
No. That they again, maybe a limited deal, one-off. They although I got to say, that was a nice interpretation. I mean, they weren't too slavish to trying to sound like Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did their own thing with it, and too often, you know, too many covers, you know, they just try to do a straight up imitation, and it just flops miserably.
Yeah. And then, well, top of the list there, we've got to throw it back to you once again, Joe. Now, come on, that sounded like a British group, did it not?
Didn't it?
Right, that's the Legends.
It did, and there is a British group called the Legends.
Okay.
Put out some singles on the Parlophone label,
yeah,
and the Pi label.
Which would have been released on Parrot in the States.
Very likely.
Right?
Weird thing is, this doesn't seem to be the same Legends.
Unless, yes,
because, you know, these reference books aren't, you know, necessarily,
yeah,
the best research. There's another Legends from the U.S. had an album out on Capitol in 62, and they have a run of singles from the tiny little Ehrman label in 61, 62, all the way to the Date label in 66. And I'm thinking maybe we're looking at something where, at least in my reference book, they're going, oh, the Legends on Parrot must be related to the Legends over here on Capitol.
Yeah, but...
That's so great. I mean, that sounds so authentic.
Come on. If they're not British, I will eat Chesty's lost discs.
How we're going to confirm that, but well, let's take that challenge.
Well, that's all right, Joe, because, you know, also we're turning the corner here into June, and I came across this record while I was cleaning up in the studio this week, and damn, if we've never played this record on the show, and I thought, well, you know what, now's the time, as we're heading into early June, to lay this thing on you from 1968, by the way. And this is a song called The 5th of June. Now, what do we know that is significant about that date in history? Who in the studio, Joe? The 5th of June?
Let's see.
Somebody might email in and tell us if they know. It'll be too late by then, because I'm going to go into the record. Chesty, what do you know?
2 days before Pearl Harbor?
No, No. No, that was
2 days and 6 months, actually.
Yeah.
December 7th.
To the
June 7th, a day that will not live in
infamy. Yeah, this is June 5th we're talking about.
The Piedmont in the Civil
it
War.
It's too late now, man. I'm just going to lay it on you. I'm just going to lay it on you, man, because it's too late now, man. This was a record about the RFK assassination.
Ooh.
Right, Joe? And this is on the Cadet label. It's by someone named Don. And what I want to know is this Don the same female vocal duo pre-Tony Orlando? You know, making some wax here. All right, so here we go with a little bit of politicized tribute, folks. Robert Bobby Kennedy thing.
Come here, my son, my man, to me. Sit on my knee and listen to me. I'll tell you a story of one who died for country, a servant of humanity who tried to make his dreams become a reality. He spoke to us of peace and unity, of brotherhood and opportunity. A newer world he chose to seek. He offered one of lasting peace, the end he wanted for Vietnam, to bridge the gap of confidence between the old and young. It was in June, and on the fifth day, a victory speech he made in L.A., leaving the back way. Through the ante room he came, a man jumped out to slay him, and on the floor he lay. The nation's prayers were all in vain. There we stood along the track ties. Around the bend came a train slowly nigh. God, tell me they lie, these eyes of mine that watch and cry. Why must this train pass me by and carry one who tried? Oh God, please tell me why. When the train went by, to him I said my last goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye. I asked the father, is Mr. Kennedy dead? And his quote, he's dead all right.
We are all a god here from Hyannish Port. And that is quite a way. But now we're here, we'll be good sports. For this is where we'll stay.
Oh, Fitzgerald, you've got some progeny. For you started us in Boston and we wound up in D.C.
It wasn't too tough, so we were told. But once we got it started, our bandwagon really rolled. And now we won't be parted.
Oh, Fitzgerald, little did you know, when you were Boston's mayor, just how far your kids would go.
And the security is tense at this time, but is going beautifully.
Here it is, another election year, and candidates are coming from everywhere. The long, tall Texan, wise as owl, says, boys, I'm a-throwing in the towel. Y'all grab it, run under a log with it. He's going back to the Lone Star State. We're gonna clean the slate, 68. LBJ says, I ain't gonna run. I'm a going back to Texas and have a little fun. I'm tired of everybody putting me down. I'm a going back home and play with my hounds. Going to the dogs. All these birds is migrating. The election's coming, I can't wait. We're gonna clean the slate, 68. Hubert says, I'm your man. This year here is the promised land. They'll promise you this and promise you that. When they get in, they'll leave you flat. Won't even know you. Have to march to get what you want. I think everybody's had a bait. We're gonna clean the slate, 68. Richard, he's running again. He's been running since time began. Same old line, just a different twist. Some of the polls say just can't miss. Got plenty experience. Old Tricky Dick. If you're serving bologna, I just ate it. We're gonna clean the slate, 68. There's old Rocky up in New York City. Says they're running from me like a striped kitty. But when you get to know me, I ain't so bad. I'll give you things you ain't never had. Let's change the name of Capitol Hill. We'll call it Old Rocky Top. We want action and not debate. We're gonna clean the slate from 68. Good old George down in Alabama says, let's move the White House to Birmingham. I like my grits and fat back meat, and besides, I'm scared to walk the streets in Washington. They don't like me up there nohow. Rioters and looters at the White House gate, we're gonna clean the slate, 68. Clean them all off, friends, vote for Jim Nesbitt, my president. I sure will crochet your vote. Get me in there and I'll let everybody hold something.
Yeah, Jim Nesbitt there, right? Right off the Chart Records label out of the summer of 68, man.
He comes up a lot.
Jim Nesbitt, country guy. Well, he did a couple Kennedy-related records, actually, and that's, well, seems, that's almost one of them.
Seems like when you're at record shows and you're at record shops and he turns up.
Yeah, he must have been big, Joe. He must have been
like
a big...
Since they were of Tricky Dick.
What's that, Joe?
I like how dismissive he was of Nixon. You can drop in the Tricky Dick moniker there. Nixon's been running since time began. It's like, well, yeah.
Sure, there it was because, well, right before that it was the 5th of June, okay, a tribute to the Bobby Kennedy assassination, which, of course, didn't hit the chart, you know, because, well, come on, there was no Dion. That was no... Abraham Martin John, right? Come on, now there's a tribute song for you.
One of my least favorite Birds tracks is that song. He Was a Friend of Mine.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean that one just you want something that's going to stop your album dead. Whew.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Although if you've seen the Criterion Collection Monterey the DVD,
yes sir.
One of the bonus discs includes. The Birds doing that, and just before they do that, Crosby goes off in this whole conspiracy thing about the Warren Commission.
Yeah,
you just see McGuinn looking at him, going, "Oh, I am so going to fire you."
Yeah.
It's just like, oh man, here's a bummer for everybody here at Monterey.
Well, he was a truther, man.
before we knew what the word meant.
Anyway, and you know, listening to that now again, that 5th of June song. I don't think that's related to Don of...
That sounds a little too folky.
Of Tony Orlando and Don. Yeah, they wouldn't... They're more of like a slick Vegas sort of showgirl type act.
Polished, well, R&B soul. Kind of
backing singer type showgirl, I think, I mean. Yeah, and so, yeah, anyway, so whoever that was, Don, we don't really care, basically. Now, look, speaking of... email, which we're not speaking of it, but let's take a look because John in Mid-North Indiana, the kind of a guy who's a valued shortwave listener, is enjoying the show. He's getting about an S9 on the old meter there on his shortwave rig, right? And he's missing Dr. Doc Brown. And Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, is sending out 73s to everyone. And he's got a good copy on 5110. On the sideband shortwave experience tonight, folks. So come on and get it. Chesty, give him the email because That's all we got to show.
LostDiscsRadio at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And spell the word discs.
With a C.
With the letter C, right? See, you understand, because they're round and all. And anyways, folks, get it in, because I'm very curious if anyone else is getting it on the shortwave on 5110. Right, but in the meantime, you're really going to want to get in your email felicitations for this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What a weekend. I can just see her gorgeous figure in that bathing suit. Wow-wee.
Oh, boy. So, Joe, I have a different kind of bird for you tonight. The birds. The hummingbirds. That's a group. The hummingbirds. And it's on the Jerden label. And this is a two-sided one that it was hard to pick which side I liked, but I went with the side with some vocals on it. La do da da. And
all right. Now, that sounds like a winner. Not a lot to be said about the hummingbirds, though. Two singles on the Jerden label. This was the first of their two Jerden singles. One in March of 64 and a follow-up in October.
WBDJ Crazy Contest yet? It's easy to win. All you do is send us $10 and we'll send you 25 words or less. Decision of the judges is final. And you can win a grand prize of 100 bottle caps. Just send us as much money as you can afford. The person sending the most money will win the 100 bottle caps. Send your entry today.
Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah.
Noisy but listenable at the bottom of the hour. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Philadelphia's own Mark Valentino. Right, Chesty? Yeah. Well, Chesty's still hung up on, wow, on her chick pic, man.
You know, you need those angelic voices in the background. I'm going to start doing that every once in a while you're talking. Just be the angelic voice in the background.
Okay. All right, keep it doing while I back announce the set there. Right? Yes, Mark Valentino off the Swan label. Okay, with Jivin' at the Drive-In, that's a non-charting record for him. He only had one charting record, and that was not it. Kirby St. Romaine was in there. On the Teardrop label, with Summertime Fun, and that's a non-charting record for him, man. He only had one charting record. Hey, that's a good theme for a show. Yeah, Kirby St. Romaine hit the chart with a song that sounded almost exactly like that. That went, summertime is coming. Only this time he said, summertime is fun. Yeah, it's the same record. The Hummingbirds was Chesty's chick pick, and it had that angelic, high-pitched bird voice in the background.
You know, apparently hot dogs are very important for summertime fun. I'm just having that public announcement.
They're showing up in almost every other song tonight. Joe, what do you think?
I don't want to read anything into this.
All right, now let's just get... Oh, jeez. Let's just take a moment to pause and refresh and take a note here. Thank you. That's very refreshing, Chesty. Take a note here that, oh boy, it's Scotty and Peg who have emailed in now from upstate New York, and they're digging it, right? And they're digging Chesty's chick pick, as a matter of fact, right? Okay, so that's on the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, and we're just going to keep it on moving, folks, because we got a little bit more music to lay on here tonight. Yeah, once again, it's live tonight, May 30th, 2015, man. Dig it. You be in touch with us, man, on that email. You dig?
Who's on a red ride on? Left my home in Vicksburg, started traveling north. Made it to New Orleans where the bus was taking off. Citizen committee giving way to fare. You don't like this South, boy, just go on away from here. Ride on, Louisiana Red, ride on. Ride on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. Rode into street food where we were supposed to eat. And when I got my sandwich, I had to eat it on the street. Ride on, Louisiana Red, ride on. Ride on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. To old Little Rock, had made another state where it took the whole U.S. Army to make one school in a grade. Ride on, Louisiana Red, ride on. Ride on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. Now I'm here in New York, and I'm doing fine, having me a ball above the Mason-Dixie line. Ride on, Louisiana Red, ride on. Ride on to your freedom, make the northern state your home. Yeah, it's my home, I ain't going down there no more. Same thing in Georgia.
Spoon I ever saw, yo, was in a Sears and a Roebuck catalog. Oh yes it was. Mama took in washing,
to make money to feed our face. But Daddy took the money to buy himself a little taste. He used to say, son, you know Daddy's got to have his taste. You know Daddy's got to have his taste. Daddy's got to have his little taste. Daddy's got to have his little taste. Daddy's got to have his little taste. And he got it too. Seals and a Roebuck catalog. Yes, it was. As I think back on my school days, going in lockers, taking lunches. Didn't have money to buy my own. I took sandwiches by the bunches. One day Mrs. William called me and made me write it on the blackboard 500 times. I will not take nobody's lunch. Will not take nobody's lunch. I never take another lunch. I never take another lunch. And I didn't, not for a long time. Yeah, I had a hard time, yo. Born with a wooden spoon in my mouth. Yeah, I came up the hard way, not the highway. Yeah, but I think this is gonna be the year for underprivileged children. All right.
Lost this radio.
When I blast off, I've got an escape velocity which gets me to my aphelion point practically instantaneously.
What does that mean?
Well, this is number one, and we're gonna have some fun. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. This is number two. A listener will tell you what to do. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Look out, cause here comes number three. Now you do it just like me. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Roll him over in the clover. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Ah, here comes number four. Looks like you've done this before. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Watch out, cause here is number five. Makes you glad that you're alive. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Oh, here comes number six. Now he's up to his old tricks. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Watch him, cause here comes number seven, and he's on his way to heaven. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Too late, cause here is number eight. Look, he's waiting at the golden gate. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again. Ah, here comes number nine. Now he's really feeling fine. Roll him over, bless his soul, and do it again.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Georgia Brown. Okay, off the London Records label. That's got to mean something to somebody.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Speaking of, artists, music artists that I think might be British, mainly because of her presence on the London record label, except that she sounds American. So, Georgia Brown there with Roll 'Em Over. Okay, and well, let's just keep moving.
Do it again.
Just he's not even hitting the sauce tonight, folks. That's just her normal state of mind. Hey, Kirby. No, that wasn't Kirby's same roommate. Joe Tex. Oh, my God. Joe Tex. Not Joe Stax, but Joe Tex was in there off the Dial Records label with Wooden Spoon, man. And we kicked off that set. Well, oh, hey, man, we kicked it off with Louisiana Red. Right on. From Louisiana Red on the Roulette label, right? And speaking of things that are right on, it's some guy named Dave in Laurel, Maryland, who has emailed in now, and he was saying it's funny that we played that drive-in, that Jivin' at the Drive-In song from Mark Valentino, because he says that's where he was with his honey the last time we did a live show. He was at Benji's Drive-In right outside of Baltimore. You dig that? And he's got us on 5110 tonight with a little bit of noise. But you know what? You know how it goes, folks. He's out there. And he did it. He got in on that email at hislostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Joe, we're going to go straight into this. We got, like, not enough time. So I didn't even know if we're going to get to talk about The Visions. I'll give you 20 seconds. What you got?
Okay. What label are these guys on?
Vimco? Yeah, well, I don't
know. These cats were from Texas.
There you go.
And they, so I'm guessing the Vimco label is a local thing. They managed to move up to Uni a couple of cuts, Warner and Buddha, and eventually changed their name to the Rock and Roll Double Bubble Trading Card Company of Philadelphia.
So
they actually had a top 40 hit with a song called Bubblegum Music.
So what is that, right, man? Wow, I gotta look into that. I had no idea that they did anything above ground. Yeah, but here they are tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio with their Out of Sight cover of Route 66.
When you have a plan, a motorway, try to take my way, that's a flower, that's a bed. Play it your kick on Route 66. Well, it's wide from Chicago to L.A.
Just crossed my mind, paid the rains back in kind.
'Twas the thought of sweet Mary coming on. The days are running so slow, my heart is aching to go, and my feet surely itch for the road. The long, hot summer. Oh, now the summer long. I have been tied to this land since the day I was planned by the need to feed my body and mind. Look, you can work till you're gray, waste your whole life away. What security then do you find? The long, hot summer. Oh, now the summer long. I don't have no one to cheat, don't have no one to beat. You know I just need some room to uncurl. I don't have no aim in view, just some dreams to pursue as I wallow around in the world. Things I must do, places to see, things I must do. Now I've nothing now to hold me here, and I'll take the southward road.
The Incredible String Band, bringing us to a close tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Bringing it to a close here tonight at top of the hour for Lost Discs Radio. Well, of course, we just want to give a good, great old thanks out to everybody that makes this sort of thing possible, like Cosmic Debris and Alan Weiner, and the good folks that provide the RF and the bandwidth. You know, you better get over to rockandradio.com, where they coerce us into doing these programs for you at least once a month or more, or less. Check out the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with his RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And his brother from another mother, Brian Phillips. And the electrophonic sounds therein. That's right. Thanks, Chesty, for shotting sit gun.
Peace.
Thanks, Joe.
Good night, y'all.
That's right. And naturally, a great good night to Weasley Steve, wherever you are.